You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the questions and instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the test listening booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1.
You will hear a woman arranging to see a house for rent.
First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning. My friend gave me your number because he says you have a house for rent and I was wondering if it was still available. I'm new to the city. I've only been here for 5 days. But I really need to find somewhere more permanent to live.
Yes, it is available.
The woman says she has been in the city for 5 days. So 5 days should be written in the notes.
Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning. My friend gave me your number because he says you have a house for rent and I was wondering if it was still available. I'm new to the city. I've only been here for 5 days, but I really need to find somewhere more permanent to live.
Yes, it is available, but we already have some people who are booked to come and see it tomorrow afternoon. We would like to find someone to rent the house by Friday, so we don't have much time. Would you be free tomorrow to come and look at it?
Oh no, sorry, not tomorrow. I start my new job tomorrow, you see. How about if I come over this afternoon, though, if you're free?
Yes, that's fine. We live nearby anyway, so that's no problem. Now, before you come, I think I should just let you know a few details about the house. First of all, there's not much furniture in the place. There is a sofa and some chairs, and there is a kitchen table, but that's about it. You'll probably need a bed at least. I have a spare bedside table which you can use if you like, but it's not in the house at the moment. There is a telephone line, though, and an internet connection.
Great, that sounds absolutely fine. My friend says he has some furniture I can have. Can I just check a few more things with you now on the phone before I come over and see you?
Sure, go ahead.
So, it's a 3-bedroom house with a kitchen, dining room, and living room. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. There are 2 bathrooms. One is connected to the main bedroom, and the other is downstairs. Out the back, there is a small garden which you can use, but you have to keep it neat and tidy. The grass will need to be cut at least once every few weeks.
Oh, okay. Is there room for a table and chairs outside, do you think?
Oh yes, the garden is just over 4 meters long, so there'll be plenty of room.
Great.
You now have some time to read questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions
6
to 10.
Where exactly is the apartment block?
My friend said it was in Fern Hill, but he didn't know the street it was on. I have actually just got a job working in Fern Hill, so I was looking for somewhere to live that was within walking distance.
It's on Cavendish Drive, number 103.
Is that near the supermarket on Smith Lane?
No, not quite, but I can give you directions from the supermarket if that helps.
Oh, yes please. I'm having some problems with my phone, so I can't get the directions from the internet.
No problem. As you come out of the supermarket, you'll see the post office just opposite.
Oh yes, I know where that is.
Well, turn left just as you come out of the supermarket and go past Albert Park. At the end of the road, just after the park, you'll see James Street. Turn right and go up James Street past Hill Park on the right and you'll see a...
I didn't know there was another park.
Yes, it's very nice. It's just opposite the mainland bank. Anyway, go past the park and take the second road on the right.
That's opposite Davis Lane, isn't it?
No, that's the first right. That's Wood Lane. You need to take the second right, so go past Wood Lane, until you see a row of houses on the left and a petrol station on the right. The petrol station is actually on the corner of James Street and Cavendish Drive.
Okay. I think I know what you mean.
Great. Now turn right from James Street onto Cavendish Drive, walk past the hairdressers, and you'll see another row of houses. Number 103 is the last one in the row. There's a bus stop just past the house, so if you get to the bus stop, you've gone too far.
That's great. Thanks very much. So, I'll see you this afternoon.
That is the end of section one. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.